The heart of mindfulness practice is about waking up and being present. Yet I have also observed that it can be extremely helpful in falling and staying asleep and getting the rest we need. Through the years, I have worked with numerous people who have suffered from sleep disorders and insomnia, and have noticed that mindfulness meditation can be very helpful in alleviating and possibly curing these conditions. It's been my observation that many of us are sleep deprived. We are so busy in the world of doing and doing that we don't know how to care for ourselves and get the rest we need. Many of us have lost touch with our own circadian or biorhythms, and we don't even know when we are tired until we stop. I have listened to numerous people in my meditation classes snoring throughout the early weeks of practice, and I often hear reports from people week after week using the meditation CD at home and reporting that they are falling asleep while they listen and practice the meditation. It's as if they have finally entered into the world of a human being instead of the world of a human doing. Mindfulness meditation can be an extremely important practice to help us get in touch and care for ourselves, to get the rest we need. In working with insomnia and sleep challenges, we have to recognize that there are, however, some physiological reasons why one has trouble falling and staying asleep, and that we may need to consult a healthcare professional. But we also have to realize that often these troubles are rooted in the psyche. When we are unable to fall asleep or wake up in the middle of the night, it is often because we are worrying about the future or past. Our mind is filled with restlessness, agitation, or fears, and our bodies may be tied up in knots. Often, when we are in the process of allowing ourselves to fall asleep, we enter into the domain of being rather than doing, as stated earlier. Instead of diverting our attention away from ourselves like we do for most of our days, being preoccupied with our busy lives, we may come face to face with what is within us. If we are not aware or in touch with these feelings, they will often show their murky images when we settle down to go to sleep. Mindfulness practices can teach us how to reintegrate these unacknowledged feelings into our lives. We can go to sleep easier and stay asleep longer. We can begin to learn how to be in our bodies and minds and to rest into our bones and molecules. We can get the rest and nourishment we need. So specifically, how does mindfulness work in relation to insomnia and sleep challenges? I believe that mindfulness practices can offer enormous help and would like to mention three specific ways. The first is to learn some mindfulness meditation practices such as the body scan, mindfulness of breathing, sounds, sensations, or watching one's thoughts. The second is to practice mindful inquiry to investigate the deeper underpinnings of sleep disruptions. And lastly, let us explore our philosophical framework and how we understand what it means for our body and mind to get the rest and restoration it needs. Let me spend some time now discussing a number of meditation practices that can be helpful in order to fall and stay asleep. The body scan is a wonderful practice of sensing into the body and mind. We first direct attention into the body, part by part, directly observing and acknowledging what is being felt. By doing this practice, we may discover where we are holding tension in the body or become aware of some emotions that have not yet been acknowledged and integrated into our being. If we come across any tightness or tension in the body, we can try to allow it to soften, and if we are unable to, then we learn to just let it be. We discover our ability to be able to ride the waves of sensations, letting them ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. And the same principle can also be applied to any emotions. By acknowledging our emotions rather than suppressing or repressing them, we can become lighter and less burdened with our emotional discomfort. Other useful mindfulness meditation practices include the mindfulness of breathing, listening to sounds, feeling sensations, and watching one's thoughts. Mindful breathing can certainly quiet the mind and body. Particularly, diaphragmatic or abdominal breathing is very helpful. One focuses their sole attention upon the breath, knowing breathing in and out, while feeling the belly expand on an inhalation and fall on an exhalation. Mindful hearing is a wonderful practice to get out of our heads, just listening to all the different sounds just coming and going. When we bring our awareness to auditory phenomena, we become aware of the transitory nature of sounds, how that sounds rise and pass away. This is a powerful teaching on impermanence and ultimately letting go. Being mindful of sensations, one also observes this transience. One notices that physical sensations come and go, that they arise and pass away. This mark of impermanence can actually be observed in all of our senses. If we focused on sights, sounds, sensations, tastes, or scents, we would see this changing nature of things. Another important observation is to direct attention to the mind, to the thought processes themselves. This is being mindful of thoughts. We begin to see very clearly that the thoughts we think are ever-changing, just like the senses. When we become aware of the stories we spin and the traps we find ourselves in, we can then disengage from them. We come to see thoughts as impersonal mental formations that just come and go. When we become less attached to our thoughts, to see them as transient mental phenomena, we become not so enslaved by them. As we become less burdened by thoughts, we can fall asleep easier and rest more deeply. We can experience deeper levels of freedom and peace. The second specific practice that we can utilize is mindful inquiry. This is the investigation into the possible underlying feelings and thoughts that may cause sleep challenges. Often in our daily lives, we are so busy in the world of doing that we have very little time for self-reflection. We wake up and have to get ready to go to work. We are busy during the day, filling our minds with the necessary events of work and being in the world. We come home tired and hungry. We eat, and sometimes to relax, we go out at night for entertainment or stay at home watching the television or listening to music, reading, hanging out with friends, or simply vegging out. We go to sleep exhausted and start over the next day. For many of us, lying in bed in the quiet of the night can be a time of reflection about our lives. We may process what has happened or anticipate about the uncertain future. We may be getting excited, worried, sad, angry, or confused. Often, it's in the night that we get the chance to really think about how we are. We may ponder the deep, perennial questions about the meaning of life. Where are we going? Am I living the life that I want to be living? We may wonder about what happens when we die. We have time to think about ourselves, our lives, and our relationships with others. It seems that night is a time when the inner metaphorical ghosts come out to play. We may think about our deaths and that we are really not in much control. These feelings and thoughts can be disturbing for many of us, and I want to affirm that it's possible that we can engage and work with them openly, that actually we may have a great opportunity here to develop deeper wisdom, compassion, and peace. Mindful inquiry is using the mindfulness practice to investigate deeply into our emotions and thoughts. There is a special and unique way of doing this that can foster the potential for deep understanding or insight into our emotions and thoughts that may be causing us not to sleep well. When we practice mindful inquiry, we direct our attention into the most predominant emotion or thought that's being experienced in the moment. We try not to analyze or figure them out, but rather we simply just allow ourselves to feel and acknowledge them. For example, perhaps you are unaware to fall asleep or wake up in the middle of the night and there's that old familiar feeling that may come up saying, "Oh no, I can't fall asleep. How am I going to get through tomorrow?" When we practice mindful inquiry, we may first want to try to calm our mind and body with some mindful breathing, and then gently direct our attention to the worry itself. We allow ourselves to feel into the feeling of the worry, acknowledging what it feels like in the body and mind. We stay open to possible other emotions or thoughts that may arise from it. And as mentioned, we don't try to analyze or figure them out. In fact, these are considered distractions that take us away from our experience. Often, as we move into the emotion or thought itself, allowing ourselves to fully feel and acknowledge whatever is there, we can slowly open the door to some of the underlying causes that keeps us awake and worried. We may discover that within the worry is a whole plethora of feelings and experiences that are causing the agitation, the worries, the confusion. When we begin to acknowledge what has not been acknowledged, the doorway of insight and understanding can begin to arise. As I mentioned before, although there are some physiological reasons why one may not be able to sleep soundly, often the causes are rooted in the psyche. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn how to work with uncomfortable emotions. Mindfulness encourages us to acknowledge our emotions and thoughts no matter what they are, without any censorship. Many of us have been taught at very early ages to turn away from uncomfortable emotions or thoughts, to deny, avoid, or suppress them. Mindfulness, conversely, encourages us to actually feel, observe, and acknowledge our emotions and thoughts, whether they are in the mind or body. We begin to observe that the very resistance to unacknowledged emotions often causes more pain, more sleeplessness, and that by learning to go with it rather than fighting it, the relationship to emotions and thoughts changes and often diminishes. When we say going with it, we mean to say that one allows and acknowledges whatever is being felt in the mind and body. Again, just letting the waves of emotions, thoughts, sensations go wherever they need to go. By acknowledging physical and emotional pain, it may open the possibility for deeper understanding, compassion, peace, and a restful sleep. The last quality or reflection that we may want to work with is our philosophical framework and how we understand what it means for our body and mind to get the rest and restoration it needs. We have been told that a certain amount of hours of sleep is important for our restoration and health, and yes, in most cases, getting the 8 hours of sleep is essential. Yet I also believe that there are other ways to receive the nourishment and rest we need. One way is meditation. This can certainly be an extremely restorative practice, and it's a common occurrence that many residents in meditation centers sleep just a few hours a night. Meditation can replenish the body and mind, and one can get by with much less sleep. Another consideration is how we understand what true rest and restoration really means. Is it possible to lie in our beds, and even though we are unable to sleep, to know that our body and mind is replenishing itself? Is it possible to know that this benevolent universe is holding us and that everything is okay? Can we lie down and simply trust that it is perfect and allow ourselves to be held in the heart of the world? This is a very different attitude on how we relate to sleeplessness. Perhaps it's our aversion, fear, and frustration that is tearing us apart and keeping us not rested. Is it possible for us to deeply know that even as we lie awake, that the body and mind can still replenish itself? Perhaps the deep work is our mind and its attitude and relationship to sleep. I would like to recite to you an offering of a beautiful poem by Wendell Berry that has often calmed my being when I am full of worry. And as you listen to these words, may they open your heart to deeper rest and peace, and may you know that all is going to be all right. This is called the peace of wild things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake up in the night at the least sound and fear of what my life and what my children's life might be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great blue heron feeds. And I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with the forethought of grief, and I come into the presence of still water. And I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light, and for a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free. And for a time, I just rest in the grace of the world and am free. May all beings be at rest and at peace.